Real good news from God's Word is brought to you by Ace Fix-It Hardware Stores of Tyrone, Huntington, Duncansville, and Everett. I'm Todd Lewis, and I'm offering a message today of salvation through Jesus Christ. This is real good news. God's love is offered to you. His promises are true and everlasting. I've been praying for you. My prayer is that God's Word will change your life, helping you to find hope and peace. Today's good news is God's Word to us from Colossians chapter 1 from the Apostle Paul. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. May we be blessed in this reading of God's holy word. What does Easter mean to you? Is it a ham dinner on Sunday? Is it chocolates, pink and yellow decorations, an Easter egg hunt, or fun with kids and grandkids? Is it church on Sunday, a new dress, or possibly a family picture? Is it a long weekend, a day off work, or a trip to visit cousins and grandparents? Some of us call this week Easter week. Others call it Holy Week. What you call it and how you celebrate the holiday is not the important part. The important part of Easter, in many cultures called Resurrection Day, is what it signifies. Easter commemorates a real day in history. But the lesson is not just historic, it's eternal. The events of that one week have consequences that last forever. Let me explain. In the very first Holy Week, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus traveled through his homeland of Israel to arrive in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is called the Holy City, and it was both the capital city and the location of the Jewish synagogue or temple. In that week, Jesus taught at the temple, but he also was teaching the disciples, and his words are found in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. At the end of the week, as the Jewish people were celebrating Passover and sacrificing an innocent lamb for their sins, Jesus was crucified, literally the Lamb of God that was sacrificed for all the sins of all people, those people and us today. The day that we call Good Friday was really a terrible day. It was the day that Jesus was tortured, beaten, and whipped, and hung on the cross until he died. We call it good, not because of what happened physically, that was brutal, but what happened spiritually. On that day, Jesus paid the price for our sins. He bore the punishment for all the sins that we have committed in our lives and gave up his life so that we could have a new life. On Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day, Jesus was raised from the dead. We celebrate that very special day because it shows us that God has the power over death, that we too will live again even after we die on earth. The scripture that I read from Colossians chapter 1 says that once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. Some of you listening may still be alienated from God. People are separated or alienated from God because of their sins. To be accepted by God and to be forgiven, we must repent. We must come to God, asking in the name of Jesus that he would forgive us. And then we must turn from our sin, keeping God in our focus, asking God to help us to live a new life that would honor him. Again, from Colossians 1, "But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel." This reconciliation, we can be received and accepted by God, comes through the sacrifice of Jesus. That part of the story is complete. Jesus came, was crucified, and was resurrected so that you and I can be brought into God's family and into his kingdom. Our part in God's plan is to accept his gift, the free and loving gift from Jesus. The scriptures say, "Do not move from the hope held out in the gospel." I encourage you to move to the hope that is given to us in the gospel. If you do not know the Lord, our salvation starts with the recognition that something is missing. If you are depressed, lonely, or angry, turn to God with hope. God loves you. He has promised to help you if only you will ask, in Jesus' name, for forgiveness and change. With that hope, turn to God in his word. Seek him. Try to learn more about God's love and God's plan. God's word is real good news. The good news of the gospel is that you can be accepted and saved to have a new life. Let me read to you again from God's holy word, Colossians chapter 1. "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. The real good news of God's salvation is found in His holy word, the Bible. I encourage you to read the words of Jesus that are given to us in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and to learn about how Jesus showed His love to the men, women, and children of His homeland. By learning about Jesus, we can learn about God's love for us as well. God's Word is real good news for all of mankind. Today's good news is brought to you by Ace Fix-It Hardware Stores of Tyrone, Huntington, Duncansville, and Everett.